When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim and Dwight Creed. Call Andy and Kelly for your business paper needs. Or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office by fans of The Office. I'm your host and party captain, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin Janes, party planning committee.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
Not in the warehouse. I'm out in the middle of the desert with my family for a couple weeks. And so I don't have my normal setup. Hence, no drops for this week and maybe next week's show. I apologize. I love the drops more than anyone, believe me, but not this episode.
No drops today, but every week, regardless of drops or not, we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. This week, we'll cover our main topic, and then we'll go to the conference room, which I would now normally tease here, but since it's on topic with our main topic, I'll tell you about that after. Today our main topic is we're gonna be drafting parties on The Office. So this is something we've done before. Shout out to All Fantasy Everything, a great podcast, but we are going to fantasy draft parties on The Office. I believe every party on the show is up for grabs.
Coming during the beginning of the holiday season, we thought it'd be a fun way to kind of address parties in the office, and we didn't want to limit it to just parties in the physical Dunder Mifflin bullpen area. We wanted to kind of expand it. I mean, the show does such a great job, especially in the later seasons, of really getting going on field trips and exploring the world, having fun get-togethers, and we wanted to draft that. I think one ground rule we did want to set was each of us needs to draft at least one Christmas party.
Yes.
To keep it kind of grounded in and keep it kind of festive.
seasonal. But, keep it seasonal.
Yeah, then we'll
topical. It's going to be
a seasonal. A fun way to talk about different parties on the show through the draft format.
I have a question.
And then for our conference room once.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
By the way, listeners, we have a delay because of my shitty Wi-Fi, so this is going to be very aggravating to listen to. But I'm wondering, I was not even factoring in weddings because I don't consider a wedding a party.
I would allow it.
I think weddings are on the table, personally.
Okay. I was.
That's my decision. Okay. That's what I think.
All right. Well, that's 2-1. That's the vote right there. And right. I'll just go screw myself.
Now I expect to hear some wedding picks. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, and then for our conference room today, once we're done with our draft, we'll talk about parties that we wish we had seen on The Office, and we'll talk about some holiday parties coming up in our lives. Stick around for that. But
that was really good. You at the beginning, good. You said you weren't going to tease what's in conference room, and then you did.
You did. Yeah.
Well, I had to introduce the main. I have to tease the main topic too. It's very complicated.
Yeah. If you load a gun in the first act, you have to fire it like 10 minutes later. Yeah.
Well, if you show a gun, you could load a gun off later. Stage. That's fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he's loading. Lottie, look, he's loading a gun. They better fire that later. I just say this. I'm fine that we're including weddings. I just got to say, you're not saying, hey, I'm throwing a party and we're getting married at it. You'd say, come to our wedding. It's a separate thing. That's all. I just want the listeners to agree with me.
Draft come to our wedding, but there's no party after.
You have a reception. after your wedding, after the ceremony. So whatever. I just want the listeners to agree with me, but go ahead, pick your weddings. I won't even touch them. Let's do this thing.
Well, now I'm just going to take weddings out of spite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you do. I hope you do.
This is now a wedding episode. All right. So the way this is going to work is we'll do rock, paper, scissors to determine who picks the order of the draft. And then we shall go in serpentine order, which it just means that we'll go.
You go first in the first round, last. You go last in the second round.
Yeah, there we go. All right. All right. So here we go. All right.
I'm we go on slow shoot.
For Alex's delay. So ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
He's so far behind.
Oh, wow. We're all three paper. Okay. We'll have to go again.
I'll try rock, and jump it. Here we go.
Paper, scissors.
Edwin wins.
All right. So Edwin wins because he's the only one who picked paper and we had scissors. Okay.
It's the office. You got to pick paper.
All right, Edwin.
So am I determining the order of the draft or am I just going
yes.
first?
You do the
yes,
order.
Sir. You determine.
I assume you're taking first pick, but
we're going to do this your
blow
way.
Blow us away. What do you want the hot corner? What are you doing?
I am. Don't worry. I'll blow you away. I will go third. Sean will go first and Alex will go second.
Whoa. He's giving himself the hot corner.
I'm trying to recreate the magic of our second episode ever, I believe, which is the fantasy draft where Sean robbed you of your number one overall pick. I'm hoping we can recreate some of that magic.
Right oh here. No. Oh man.
Oh yes.
For the first pick in the party draft, I will take money.
Okay.
Fuck you, Sean.
I don't know if I know what Alex's pick would have been.
Not a wedding.
I am going to pick. Gosh, now I feel like I do know what he would pick. So I'll take it. I hope I'm taking what you want here. Because this wouldn't have been my first pick, but I'll be taking Robert California's pool party. Is that on your list?
Not my first pick, but
Alex?
But high on my list.
Dang yeah. it. Okay, all right. Thank goodness. All right, Robert California.
You were not going to get
pool
that.
Party.
That was not coming back to you, I guarantee. I'll say that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Good. So I did have Robert California's pool party on my list. Besides just trying to take it from Alex, this would have been really fun. Everyone in the, I guess I'm looking at it from the perspective of if I worked in the office, which parties would I actually want to go to? This one seems like everyone is kind of, having a fun time. There's nothing super weird and creepy happening until after everyone leaves, which is just Ryan and Gabe dancing all through the night for Robert's enjoyment. And then, I love wine. I love pools. I mean, this is my party.
You love a good greasy turkey leg.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what you guys thought when you guys were drafting. I guess, Sean, you already said this, but Alex, did you picture yourself in attendance at these parties?
Yeah, I did. I did. I thought about I wasn't thinking like if I worked in the office, it was just like if I got an invite and I went, what I would enjoy. But I definitely pictured myself there.
Yeah, it's hard not to when you're doing this this sort of exercise. So yeah, I definitely did too. And then I had to kind of pause and be like, wait a minute, why would I suddenly be there? But that is the most fun way to conceptualize these moments. But pool party is a fun episode, season 8. It's kind of like you take everyone. There's an element of it being a bottle episode, which is only to say that they're all off campus in a new location and they're all interacting in a slightly different way. So their behavioral changes are a little bit justified. You know, I love Angela swimming with the kickboard. I love them trying to destroy the ring that they find. No band-aids, no top scum. This pool is choice.
I love Creed laying there with a guitar. This is by far the nicest venue that they play at. This is, I mean, Robert takes you into his wine cellar and it's like, grab a bottle. I mean, that's the party starts and ends there for me. That's great.
That's cool.
And he's got a hell of a wine collection, it looks like. There's diamond rings in the pool if you find it. There's exciting young love in the air at that party. I mean, come on, it's great. No presents, no gifts.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. You could be Bacchus's friend. We could all be Bacchus's friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that night,
say no.
Everybody
food.
Was
call it a get together.
good pick, Sean. Good pick. I would have taken that. It's probably with my second pick if Edwin didn't take it on the hot corner.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have Jim's sort of rules for leaving a party, the non sequitur, the memorable moment, the photo op. And I love, like, there's something really funny about Jim being trapped.
You get a Daryl cannonball out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's just a very fun episode overall.
All right. So there's my first pick. Now it is to Alex.
Yes, I will be taking Toby's goodbye party.
Oh, nice. Good one. Of course, that would be your first pick.
New Orleans funeral.
I think it's got everything you'd want. And again, through your lens, Sean, it's like if I did work at the office and that was a party, I mean, talk about transforming your workspace out there in the parking lot. You got a Ferris wheel, fireworks, you got a live band. We didn't see much of the food there. I'm going to assume there's maybe a food truck or two there. However much cash Jim drops on the party planning committee, they put it to great use. I don't know how much a rental Ferris wheel is, but it's not cheap, I'm sure. And that party seemed magical. You get a proposal at it. Everyone seems to be having a good time, except Jim at the very end and Pam being bummed. But otherwise, man, hell of a party and a private event. You know, that's not a crowded place. That's just going to be a great time.
You mentioned the maybe there's a food truck. It's actually the Vance Refrigeration guys grilling because they say, Mrs. Vance, we're out of barbecue sauce.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Send Kevin to Garrity's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally. And you know, those guys are smoking everyone out later on in that night.
But no, it is a great show. It's like, I always kind of think of Goodbye Toby as like a midpoint in the show. Like that feels like a before and after halfway moment for me. Yeah.
I just want to say really quick, the delay is so bad from my vantage point that I make a joke and I've got about 5 seconds where it just hangs in the ether before I see if it hits or not. It's very scary.
Don't worry, buddy. Your jokes are hitting.
You're hitting like a prize fighter, pal.
All right, Toby's goodbye party. All right, Edwin, I think it's time for your first and second pick.
All right, my number one overall pick, I am taking Christmas Party from season 2.
Yeah.
Christmas Party from season 2.
Reminder, each of us has to take at least one Christmas Party. Kind of...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is like one of the original Office parties. This is one of the first episodes where they really cut loose. It's one... where we just get to see, like, we get the teapot in this episode. We get Dwight wearing the elf hat in the ears. And we get Yankee Swap. I mean, all of these things are great.
You have Yankee Swap.
Yeah, you have them getting drunk. Is this enough people to get 15 people, 20 people drunk? 15 bottles of vodka? Yeah.
Gotcha. That's a trick. Yeah. Cool, box it up.
Cool, box it up. Yeah.
That's one of our favorite lines.
Yeah. Angela crushing ornaments outside in the snow.
Yeah.
Meredith flashing Michael. Christmas and Hollis playing while they're doing all that stuff. Jim spraying silly string on Todd Packer. All of that stuff is amazing. It's just one of the all timers. And it's a real timestamp episode because of the video iPod.
Agreed. Yes. And because that's an older episode or an older party, that's a party that you'll always remember. Oh, those are the good old times, right? Plus those pictures that Michael took.
That's true, with the digital camera. Very early Office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sound that Michael makes before he takes the picture of Meredith is one of the best Steve Carell, Michael Scott, yeah, exhale jokes.
All right.
But yeah, any other thoughts on Christmas Party?
I mean, for me, Christmas Party was one I was thinking about too. As a viewer, Christmas Party makes me feel cozy. I wasn't sure if like being there I would feel that, but certainly, it was the first Christmas party of the show. It kind of ends on a warm note, and you know, has everybody celebrating together. You get this sort of tease of Jim and Pam with the note and the teapot and stuff like that, and I think that. And again, also just like the nostalgia aspect of like that the video iPod was a new thing. Mm. It all makes me feel very good. But I know that certainly for like until he gets the 15 bottles of vodka, that was a very awkward, uncomfortable party probably for a lot of people. But that's a great pick. Great pick. And your second pick?
Man, I'm really torn on this one. Like, I kind of want to take another Christmas episode just to make you guys have to.
Oh, what a strategy.
So I'm going to take Margarita Karaoke Christmas.
God. No! What? Oh, man. Okay.
Benny
wow, Hanna from Benihana Christmas. Three. Yeah.
You sandbagging son of a bitch.
Pam and Karen's Karaoke Margarita Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
This, I think, is actually, pound for pound, one of the best office parties. Everyone seems to have a really good time. It's so contained in the break room. You have Daryl playing live music.
Anytime Daryl's playing live music, that's a great party.
You have margaritas. It's just, it's a very, very fun party. And, like, there's a lot of energy between Karen and Pam working together to bring that party together. I guess kind of the, what comes with it is the Nutcracker Christmas going on the other side of the room, or the other side of the office. Which is pretty quiet or tame by comparison, but yeah, Margarita Karaoke Christmas. Everyone's wearing their robes. It's just a really, really fun time. That would be a very fun Christmas party to be at.
Damn. All right. Well, now I'm like, how should I grab a Christmas party now? I wasn't thinking about it yet. Edwin's here snaking two of them right away, man. All right.
I'll take two more if you let him come back to me.
Golly. Yeah, I guess I should take a Christmas party. Those were my top two Christmas parties, there's no doubt.
It is time for your second pick, Alex.
Okay, let me take give me a Moroccan Christmas. 2008. God, what a year.
God. What is even left for me at this point?
a truly visionary party.
Moroccan Christmas.
The from the decor, the food, there's a sitar there. It's a beautiful party just to see, and it looks like everyone really had a good time there. I mean, she's burning, an iconic moment on The Office as well. what a
Meredith.
What a story to tell your friends later that, oh my God, Meredith was dancing, her hair caught fire. Yeah, I mean, what else could you say? It seemed like a fantastic party. I think one of the most unique Christmas party they have on the show, and one I would like to be at. Looked like great finger foods going on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not your grandma's Christmas party. Unless, of course, she's Moroccan. In which case it was.
You have Kevin playing the drums and Andy playing the sitar. I love Do You Take Requests? Please Stop. you have Meredith having a little too much fun, and you have the fake intervention, or you have the intervention. Another memorable story that you could tell.
That's the thing. This is the party to take some stories home with you. And a common thread that I'm seeing in what makes a good party is Meredith is having way too much fun and Angela is having a terrible time. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Of course, we get orange orange vodjuska. Michael's making screwdrivers, but thinks it's original. I believe.
It's a drink he invented.
A one of everything.
Anyway, that's my pick.
Great pick.
Good pick.
I don't mind telling you that I have an addiction. I do. To porn.
To porn.
Again, not at the party, but it's great.
Whenever you get the collective groan.
Yeah.
From everyone.
Yep. Yep.
It's that, well, whenever you see Dwight's socks, those moments. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I better pick a Christmas party before I lose all the good ones. So I guess I'm gonna go with. I mean, you guys really took the two that I was like, well, this one, and then I was gonna go Benihana Christmas and backup Moroccan Christmas. So we're going to have to do Classy Christmas, season 7, which...
best decorated party, for sure.
I guess, you know, I'm a classy guy. I like the finer things in life, so perhaps this is my party after all. You've also got, you got Jim and Dwight with their snowball... I don't know, what do you
snowball
call it?
Fight, yeah, it's
their
an
little
escalating
snowball conflict
war.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad that Holly's in the office. I'm glad that that Daryl's daughter is in the office. That, you know, makes it fun having kids around. I think Classy Christmas is a fine party. Wasn't gonna be my first pick, but
I mean, I love that you have the bass going on throughout the entire episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Scooping about bow. Hey, cats, we've got a jad session booked in pods 2, 5, and 6.
Yeah. Do you think that's the same bass player? It must be.
I hope so, for Ryan's sake.
That's where they met up.
I do think there's something about this episode where something about Michael going all out for Holly is kind of showing him at his best, you know?
Yeah.
I love when he's trying to explain things and Angela is hemming his pants.
Yes.
She keeps sticking him with the pins.
I love that, there's tailoring going on leading up to this party.
It's beautiful.
I would certainly jump in on that.
Michael also destroys the original Christmas party, new and fresh for Holly. He's like dumping fruit trays in the garbage. And
Yeah.
You know I love any moment when the perfectly good food is thrown in an empty trash can.
Take these home to your wife, Stanley.
Perfectly good tiramisu, just because there's a little hair on it. okay. I do get to pick again, as it is a serpentine draft. I will be taking, and now I'm finally getting around to what was going to be my first pick is
create chaos.
I'm picking Dwight's garden party.
Yeah,
good pick. Yeah, that's,
Dwight's
that
garden
wasn't
party. It was. It's again. Once again, a classy event. It looks like it's a beautiful day. Everybody again. You know, late season. Everyone in the ensemble is very comfortable with each other. I'm sure there's some delicious, goat-filled appetizers there. you get dressed up for it.
Basil plants.
And I really love the moment at the end of the garden party episode when they all are having burgers and hot dogs and they get to watch the closing ceremonies.
Yes, of course. And not to mention the tableaus throughout the party.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh man, that would have been a great. That would have been a great puzzle. One of that tableau of Dwight with all the other servers.
The Last Supper. These poor people that Dwight has hired.
Yeah, I know.
I know. What are the higher budget parties for sure?
You'd also get to see a performance by Josh Groban.
Oh yes. And that's the real reason I picked it.
What is Meredith's threat to him?
Yeah, again? No, I
get up there and sing, or I will cut your larynx, and you'll never be able to sing again.
She's
yeah. Besides Andy's uncomfortable family drama, I think that this would have been a very fun.
That's a top five. That's like a top five cringe moment on the show when that whole thing goes down. It's tough to watch. But then the redemption with hearing the discussion through the baby monitor and everyone else hears, and they kind of see Andy for who he really is. Like, you get Andy's real origin story in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then it turns into a really nice ending, and a little brisk out, a little cold, but beautiful fall colors, a wonderful decor. Shroot Farms mm-hmm. transforms into a, you know, East Coast, palace for Andy. And it's great.
Yeah. Nice tent in that episode. Good tenting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it is time for Alex's third pick. And I will be right back, but go ahead and keep going.
Great. Let's see what's... There's still a lot on the board here. Holy Moses. Let's go with... I'm really torn between two, and I know that Edwin's taken one or both if I don't pick it.
It's all Christmas.
Yeah. Give me Casino Night. Give me Casino Night.
Nice.
Give me that
Very
party.
Good pick.
I had another one that I mean, I think you'll probably take the
show
other.
Show me that farm.
Show me that farm. I think Michael does a very good job getting this party organized and pulling it off. He gets, you know, he actually gets buy-in from corporate. Jan comes down. There's a lot of great stuff going on. I love a blackjack table too. I count me in. It looks like a very fun event. This is a office party that a lot of non-office people come to, which is kind of a rare thing. So you actually get a chance to like meet some new people here, meet some significant others, possibly win a mini fridge.
The winner.
Now it is a great pick and a very good choice. Yeah, the winner. I think it's Michael does such a good job before he ruins everything. Like there's something really funny about that. And like, it seems like everyone has a really good time throughout the entire night. The point of the episode, which is kind of nice, is that it isn't Michael ruining the party. It's Michael having this situation at the party. So the party itself doesn't have to collapse or get ruined in any sort of way. Just Michael has to, you know, put his foot in his mouth or whatever. And it
Pair
does set
Queens
the stage
on
for
Casino
Jim and Pam
night.
To kind of have their moment at the...
I'm going to drop a deuce on everybody.
We deceive them so as to protect them. And by doing so, we honor them. No sign of Lan Jevonson.
Yeah.
Fabulous pick. Yeah, Casino Night. I definitely feel like that's one where if I was there, I would have a good time.
And it helps that it gets, like I said, it gets buy-in from corporate, but other Scranton Business Park businesses. I mean, Bob Vance is bringing the cool to that party. So it's a great time.
They got
dealers, Billy Merchant's there, dropping chips, dude. Toby cleaning Michael out. Mm-hmm. Kevin losing everything to Phyllis. What a party.
Fabulous. Fabulous pick.
Great pick.
All right, Edwin. Third and fourth.
I, for my third pick, am going to be taking costume contest from season 6.
Wow. God damn it.
Yeah.
Great pick.
I wanted to have a Halloween party in this rotation, and this one stood out to me because there is a line in which Kelly says, you know, she says, could you for once just let us enjoy a party instead of making it about all your issues? And it cuts to the costume procession where Stanley is the samurai and Oscar presents the rational consumer. There is something really fun about having a party where things turn out for the good. You know, Michael is ruining things, but they do that hard pivot, and Kelly kind of provides us a little bit of self-awareness on the show, and mm-hmm. it seems like they have a really fun party after. So that was really good.
You know, you mentioned Stanley and the Samurai. I swear to God, you get that guy in a costume, he comes to life. Both at beach games and the sumo suit. get him in a Japanese-based costume, and Stanley is a whole new man.
Yeah, I love that there's a fashion show at the Halloween party. I think that this is something that I don't understand why we haven't done this at our Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. You know, set up a little runway for everybody. Everybody gets their moment. I think that's great.
Oh, and did you guys see Oscar's
really
costume?
Fun one.
He's the rational
Best
consumer.
Edward James Olmos costume I've ever
As
seen.
It were.
Shake things up. I'm Nader guy.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah. Costume contest.
Yeah, had to get a Halloween episode in the rotation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for the fourth pick, I'm going to take Cocktails. The party at David Wallace's house.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come?
Well, that party just seemed it's a little more sophisticated, you know.
Nice.
It's at David Wallace's home, and you get to kind of hang out with the other people, and you get to see the other people in the company. You get to see them kind of trying to maneuver, hanging out with David Wallace. Michael is there. He arrives way too early with a potato salad that's been baking in the sun, dressed like the servants. And then you have Dwight inspecting the structural integrity of every nook and cranny of the house. So you have Michael and Dwight there, but you're also at this more adult, sophisticated party, and you get to go shoot hoops in the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Edwin, you would certainly be invited.
I was going to say, man, that's number one for me, is a party where some basketball happens.
Yeah, I feel like you guys would be invited to shoot hoops in the back. I would not.
Mm-hmm. You would
also
be invited,
also,
and you would blindly decline.
Also, you're getting a glass of some nice scotch at that party as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little Splenda.
You have definitely to bring your own Splenda, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably some of the best food and drink out of any party we've seen on The Office, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Except
that's
potato
true.
Salad.
It was catered. Yeah.
Yeah, for once. Okay. All right. Fabulous. Cocktails at David Wallace's house. Alex, it's time for your fourth pick.
Booze cruise.
Mm. Booze cruise.
On a boat.
Nice. Okay.
In winter, out on the lake. I only say this because by the time this actually moves to the party phase, it does seem like it's a fantastic time. Yet another. I'm taking another party with a live band. That's a big deal for me. You guys know that. You went to my wedding. You got to have a live band. Mm-hmm. You're getting dudes jumping overboard.
Yeah, if you're gonna have a party, you gotta have a live band.
you're doing snorkel shots with Captain Jack. You're getting a proposal.
Nice.
All sorts of stuff. Again, another one. Meredith having way too much fun. Angela not having a great time. Meredith sneaking off to the captain's quarters. Yeah, what's not to like? It's a great. It's Michael tied up. Michael gets bound to the ship at one point, and Dwight steering the wheel the whole time. So,
and Dwight is steering the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do with a drunken sailor?
That just seemed like a
he has the song ready to go.
Party.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's really good. Yeah, the live music is a really fun part of it, and it also like it's kind of set up in a nice way. We have the dance floor, you have the chairs and tables outside in a ring, like it was just a very well constructed sort of party environment with a party captain.
You get Michael Scott's dance, one of the best physical comedy bits on the entire show, without a doubt. And if you're a guest at that party, you're laughing, you're having a good time.
Yeah, what am I saying?
Excellent. All right, booze cruise. It is now time for my fourth and fifth pick, and we'll go into a speed round for the fifth pick here. Okay, so we won't talk too much about those ones. But for my fourth pick, I am going to go with maybe this is allowed, maybe it's not. I would like to pick Michael's roast.
Oh,
is that a party? Would you call it a party?
I think it's fine. It's
more of an event or a performance of some kind. But I think that everyone just has so much fun at this one. And I really, I just enjoy ones where everyone's having a great time. So yeah, Michael's roast, would definitely be one that, and again, it's just one of my favorite moments as a viewer anyways. So, that would be a great one. And then, for my fifth and final, man, I guess I'm going to pick, just because I'm feeling it in this moment, is Gabe's Glee Watch Party.
Oh, I thought I was getting that.
I think it might
for
be.
For sure. Damn.
Oh. I
love a personal pizza. I love making myself a little pizza.
I love a personal pizza. I think I'm picking this mostly because it's sort of in my other, it's in my backup picks, but I'm pretty hungry right now, and that just sounds kind of nice. Sounds nice to just, it sounds like the kind of party where you're in your socks and you find your spot on the couch and you got your plate of pizza
and then the cable cuts out.
Yeah, right. Well, but like, I wouldn't care about Glee and I wouldn't care about the sports game that Jim is trying to watch. So I would just be there and enjoying my pizza, enjoying the company. And that's my fifth and final pick.
There is something kind of fun about being at a party like that where you're not super invested in the event or thing that is being screened. And you can just kind of hang out and enjoy everybody's company. That is a fun experience to have. You know, obviously, you get together because you often watch a sporting event or whatever it is, or a TV show like this because you're invested. But it is fun to just kind of be there as part of the group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So there you go. There's my final pick. Alex, sorry I took yours, but it is your turn to pick one.
That's okay. There's actually a lot more good stuff on the board than I kind of thought. I'm going to go with... I'm actually going to go with Michael's last Dundies, the second Dundies party.
Nice.
I was I thought about taking the first Dundies party. It's kind of a toss-up for me, but I would take the second one for one reason, which is that a party that changes locations and everyone's into it is a rare and beautiful thing. This one, you get all of Michael's classic characters, which is in fact why they got kicked out, or why they left and shut that one down. But the Dundies just seem like a great time. Everyone usually has fun. Michael changes up doesn't give out the same old awards he does. People seem thrilled about that. Except Toby, of course, who gets the worst one. And then to be part of the, to go back to the office and Michael
oh,
gets
so
to,
mean.
Yeah. So mean. To get to go back to the office, continue the party and be a part of a surprise for Michael by singing, the song from Rent. That would be a cool thing to be a part of. And it seemed like everyone had a really good time by the end of that night. And it's a combo where you get a party, not at the office and at the office. It's a 2-for-1. In my opinion. Mm.
You mentioned the party at David Wallace's house probably having good food. I bet that party also had great food, Michael's Last Dundies, at the restaurant.
Yes.
And then, of course, you get dinner and a show with Michael and D'Angelo. And then you get the sentimental factor coming back to the Dunder Mifflin location. Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Good one. All right, Edwin, what is your final pick?
I am very tempted... I changed my mind like three different times here. I want the party at the return when Dwight comes back, and it's supposed to be
Oscar's comeback. Welcome back party.
Exactly. Yeah, the party that is made for Oscar, but it ends up being Dwight in his sweater. Yeah,
of course.
Great. You have the pinata. You have the delightful chimichangas.
Yeah,
You have Dwight in his sweater.
Draw me a map, mama.
Yeah. Draw me a map, mama. Yeah.
Yes.
The moment where Dwight says, "You did this for me," and the camera pans to welcome back Oscar. Some of the best camera work in the entire show.
I love that Oscar, like at first, is of course offended But then it's like, all right, this is actually a pretty good party.
I just like having Dwight come back into the fold. So that's one that it just feels, it's very unique. It's not a birthday. It's a welcome back party for both of them. And I really like it. It's very unique, within the office run,
All right. Well, there you have it. I'll read through our picks and then, maybe there's
some honorable mentions.
Some honorable mentions, but
a lot left on there.
Yeah.
So I went first. I picked Robert California's Pool Party, Classy Christmas, Dwight's Garden Party, Michael's Roast, and Gabe's Glee Watch Party. Nice. Alex went second, and he picked Toby's Goodbye Party, Moroccan Christmas, Casino Night,
She's Burning,
Booze Cruise, and... and the second Dundee Party. Edwin, you went last. You picked Christmas Party season 2. Pam and Karen's Karaoke Margarita Christmas, Costume Contest in season 6, 10. Cocktails at David Wallace's House, and finally Oscar's Welcome Back Party. What did you guys have for honorable mentions?
Diwali.
I think the biggest one for me is Diwali. Yes. The biggest one for me that I almost took with my last pick was the birthday party at the end of Survivor Man.
Yeah. Creed. Yes. Or it's the birthday month. Mm-hmm.
Skip around the room.
Yep. I had Company Picnic would have been maybe my next pick too.
I thought about taking the first Dundies, but I felt like that would be very. I take the Dundies in like every draft that we take, so
yeah.
I needed to go against type a little bit.
I had on my list. I also had the launch party where they kidnap the pizza kid. Because again, I'm just thinking about pizza over here right now.
Hey, I know. And a
pizza,
lot of pretty
soda,
good pizza.
Someone to share it with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would have taken the Cafe Disco party itself as well, and
I thought about it. I thought
Daryl's
about it.
And Daryl's goodbye party when he dances with everyone. Just a short, sweet little party.
That's a really good one.
I wanted to take Happy Hour, but it's not a party. It feels like a party, but it's not a party.
I agree.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
it's just at a Dave and Buster's or a Sid and Dexter's. Excuse me.
Yeah, Sid and Dexter's, yeah.
Phyllis's Bridal Shower?
But that wraps
little,
up our office.
Little Ben Franklin? Oh, if I had to take a Halloween party, by the way, if I did think I should get a Halloween party. I would have taken Spooked. Also seems like a good one as far as the best decorated. It seemed like a really good Halloween party. Plus, it's beautifully summarized at the end by Robert California. I mean, when do you end a party with someone giving a speech that touches everyone's lives?
Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you have it. That's our party draft. I'm sure that we missed maybe some great parties. Write us about it. Hit us up on the email, Instagram, whatevs. But now it's time for a quick break, and then we'll meet up in the conference room.
This holiday season, I want to give a gift to my loved ones that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationship we share, listeners and us. That's why I'm giving everyone I care about Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those that matter the most. Every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or, if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? Or, if you were Michael sending one to Toby, you might ask, what gives you the right? After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Reading the weekly stories helps connect you with loved ones no matter how near or far apart you are. With Storyworth, I'm giving those I love most a thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/Scott and save 10 per... Go to storyworth.com/Scott and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/Scott to save $10 on your first purchase. It may feel like there's never been a harder time to hire for your business. Lucky for you, there's a powerful hiring partner built for times just like these. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want. A short list of quality candidates as fast as possible. Because you can do it all. Attract, interview, and hire. All at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you at every step of the hiring process so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Thanks to Indeed's virtual interviews, you can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly all in one place with Indeed. No need to install anything extra, no downloads, plugins, purchases. You can do it all in one place. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Scott. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/Scott. Once more, Indeed.com/Scott. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? Oh, you need Indeed.
That means conference room, 5 minutes. No, 5 seconds.
In the conference room this week, we wanted to follow our theme of holiday parties and just kind of talk about what holiday episodes we wish could have been in The Office. I mean, I think Thanksgiving is a pretty obvious one, but like, Are there any other holidays that you've thought would have made good Office episodes?
I feel like
4th of July.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's funny because it's you can look at the schedule of when the show airs, right? They'll do the fall and winter and spring, so you don't get the 4th of July. Typically there's not a new episode. The Office was on Thursday nights, so Thanksgiving's always a Thursday, so there was never a new Thanksgiving episode. That would have been really great.
I think Thanksgiving, it's very easy to imagine an episode called like Potluck in like season 2 or season 3, and you've got like everyone bringing in dishes. Michael brings in something ridiculous. You could see Dwight brings in something that is very unexpected, like hog maw. I could definitely see that shaping
really
up. Pam having to decorate, put up Thanksgiving decorations. I think for like a summer holiday, like 4th of July, a lot of times The Office would do, what did I do during my summer vacation? That was kind of like on the season openers. It was in a lot of the like promos on TV. And you could easily see like like one of the characters being like, what happened on summer vacation? Well, you know, Dwight dressed up like Uncle Sam for the 4th of July party or something like that. Like you could have seen something like that. Michael had all his fireworks confiscated by corporate. Like, yeah.
I think there's a few parties. There's a few parties we hear about, we don't see, that are kind of not even based in a holiday. I'd like to see them dust off the 80s party and do it again, or an 050505 party, which we didn't see. again, those would have been great cutaways. But like as far as the holidays goes, we do get a good amount of people's birthday, including Michael's, Creed's, Meredith, sort of, but it would have been a fun little thing to sort of, at one point, we get everyone gets a birthday party of the main cast throughout the course of 9 seasons. We sort of see everyone. That would be kind of fun.
You're absolutely right. We never see Dwight's birthday party. We never see Jim or Pam's birthday party or Angela's birthday party. So it's like, I mean, those characters in particular, or even Andy, those characters in particular, I think would be really fun to see them have a birthday episode.
I think you could have done an April Fool's Day, but I don't think you could have done an entire episode. I think what you could have done is a cold open where Pam says Michael is very into April Fool's Day, and it's Michael trying to play all these April Fool's Day pranks on people, and then, you know, Jim pranks him at the end or something like that. You could very easily see that happening.
I would have liked to see Angela, because she's head of the party planning committee, maybe an extremely pious Easter party that like she forces everyone to be on their like best behavior, and it's just like the party everyone hates once a year.
Oh man! But if you have any ideas, listening at home, for parties that you would have liked to have seen, hit us up and write to us. And before we end this episode this week, I think we'll do a quick ordinary things, as we like to call it, where we talk about our ordinary lives in comparison to The Office. What do you guys have? I mean, you know, now people are getting vaccinated and stuff like that. Parties are kind of coming back in small form. Do you guys have anything that you're looking forward to this year?
New variants coming out?
Yeah. Yeah. Oy, sorry. Oy, oy.
I don't have a ton on the horizon. We have a volunteer give back kind of day for work, which will be good. That'll be fun. But mostly I'm excited. I'll be heading back up to good old PDX, Crown Jewel of the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
For the holidays. So hopefully I'll get to see you guys. We'll have to get together. Maybe hit some Korean barbecue.
You know it.
Ooh. I love that as the input output thing we do whenever Edwin comes to town.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds fabulous. I'm 100% down for that. Yeah, and we're gonna have a little Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. A couple of days after Christmas with our group out here.
We usually are really great. Our larger friend group, we generally do a big it's not really an extended New Year's party, but we generally celebrate New Year's together with a 3-night sort of a bacchanal once a year, which we're not doing this year, which is a real bummer. But
I know.
I think that may end up getting shifted into the summertime, which I think it was always destined to happen. So I'm looking forward to whatever that ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably happening out on the water would be fantastic. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
I think already got 3 to 4 weddings in the pipeline for next year that I'm pretty excited about. Shout out to Jordo. Shout out to Amy and Joe.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And if Jordan does indeed get married next year, whatever his bachelor party is going to be the biggest circled event on my calendar.
The event of the season.
Without a doubt.
He may not survive.
Probably in Vegas.
Oh, God. Yeah. That'll be really fun. Yeah, I know. We typically are together all together for New Year's Eve. So I don't know.
It's been harder to get a place to stay and bring everyone together these last couple years for very obvious reasons. But someday.
A lot more kids, lot less time.
Yeah,
that's true. That's very true. Hard to get a babysitter on New Year's Eve is what I hear. So, But yeah, I'm excited to see you back in town, Edwin. That's going to be really great.
I'm excited to be back too. I'll hit you guys up as soon as I'm there, and we'll make something happen. So
yeah.
Let's record in person.
Excited
for
you to be back in town too, Alex.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Record in person. My goodness, how long has it been?
Wow,
wouldn't that be fun?
Wow, that would be so fun. Well, cool. Well, there you go. There you have it. That's our party draft episode. If you want to write to us and talk about your favorite parties in the show, parties that you wish you could have seen in The Office, email us mspodcastcompany@gmail.com, or you can call us, leave us a message, and we love to play them on the show. 503-694-9314. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We have a website, michaelscottpod.com. And we have a store, mspcstore.com. You can order
still time
merch,
to get Christmas gifts
mugs
in
with every character's face on it. Yes, we got stuff going out, and it is looking great. Artwork by the fabulous Ryan Lloyd. And you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/Michael Scott. Become a Scott's Tot. It's only $5 a month. You get a bonus episode every month, as well as our whole backlog of Patreon mailbag episodes. We like to make a donation together to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund every month. And ad-free episodes are available there as well. So please join us on Patreon. And I think we have some really, really exciting stuff coming on Patreon soon. We'll have that after this holiday season, I do believe.
I do declare.
Big plans. So special thanks to our Scott's Tot. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for supporting the show. A special thanks to Ryan Lloyd, who designs all of our artwork. This episode was recorded over video chat all along the West Coast.
Borrego Springs, California, out in the desert.
Borrego Springs. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for carving out a little bit of time to listen to us pick random office parties and just have a good time and hang out with each other. So we really appreciate you hanging out with us, supporting the show, listening. It just means the world to us, and the fact that we can hang out together, it's just the best, especially this time of year. As the year comes to an end, it's very easy to forget to be grateful, but I think we're grateful for all of you, and we're grateful for the opportunity to continue to do this. So thank you very much. We love you very much. Take care. Stay safe. We'll see you next week.
Bippity poppity. Give me the zappity.
Yes, sir.
Bippity pop zap.
La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Troll the little old Yuletide carol. Ru-da-da-da-do. Ru-da-da-do-do-do.
I think I'd like to go home now.
Sure.